You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
And welcome in on a Wednesday. So, Rico, may I offer a PSA?
Yes,
I think,
sir,
that's the way we need to start today, Rico.
Okay.
You and I, we are men of responsibility, are we not?
We are.
So if you're tuning in to hear me or Rico yell and scream about J-Mo, it's just not going to happen. I mean, the story broke about 5:15 yesterday. We had very limited time with it. We did not in real time have the ability, you know, the body cam stuff, all this. Let me just set the table, because what I've listened to on this station today from many of you in listener lands has been the height of absurdity. We are not trading Jameson Williams. We are not cutting Jameson Williams. We are not done with Jameson Williams. These are all ridiculous overreactions. Here's the other thing we're not going to do. We're not going to pretend he's perfect. We're not going to make him the victim. And we're not going to have tinfoil Oliver Stone conspiracies that people are out to get him. This is all nonsense. And yet 9 of every 10 callers I heard on the morning show and midday show have peddled like a spice merchant in nonsense. Guys, it's very simple. He's not getting suspended this year. Do you know what the NFL does with situations like this? They wait. They let the legal process play out. I don't know if he will be charged. That's on Wayne County now. And that will take some time. How do we know that? Because Kim Worthy just said that. Dan Campbell has said, we're giving him every chance. We're going to extend the rope and just let him grab onto it and work his way back. So, Rico, here is where I've arrived at. You tell me if I'm insane. The only thing I'm doing now is this. Nothing. I'm simply going to wait, because I don't need to make a decision on J-Mo until the spring regarding his fifth-year option. I'm not going to come on the air today and throw a gauntlet down and say, I'm not picking that up. Why? What if he balls out the rest of the year?
Mm-hmm.
What if there are no charges? What if it's all good? What if the team wins the Super Bowl? Now, the only thing I've said to you is there's a good pile and a naughty pile. And Brad Holmes is Santa Claus. J-Mo's in the naughty pile in that I'm not paying you early.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kirby Joseph, I'm going to pay you. I don't have to worry about Kirby getting arrested. You know, Amon-Ra, I didn't worry about him. Panay Sewell, didn't worry about him. Aiden, certainly, once he proves healthy. Right. That's going to be a mega extension. But I just can't believe the amount of people calling up. And look, I have every right to be critical of J-Mo that I'm tired of his nonsense, but he's valuable to my football team. He makes no money. And nothing's going to happen right now. Like, people, when you call a radio show and you talk to Rico, you talk to me, I am done with it. What exactly does that mean? Do you not celebrate the touchdowns he's going to score? Do they not count? Is there an alt line on FanDuel you're betting?
Oh, we should trade him. Whoa, hold on. Let me work with me. You want to deal him the week of the trade deadline when the player's value's never been lower. Huh? Now, if you're tuning into the afternoon show to hear any of that, that's not happening.
Yeah, you get about a seventh round pick in 2028.
Conditional.
Right. Because of, yeah.
But am I wrong?
No.
Am I being too laissez-faire about this?
No, I just think it's part of the times that we live in that everything has to be in the extreme. Did he screw up? Yeah. I mean, you heard Dan Campbell saying, paraphrase. Yeah, it's frustrating. Like, I don't want to have to be going through this, but I have to come up here as the head coach and acknowledge, yes, my player screwed up. He should have known better. He put himself in a bad situation. Am I tired of talking about him? If you could see Dan Campbell's thought bubbles, hell yes, I'm tired of talking about him. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about some fake trade and jump up and down and do all of this stuff and troll you. But instead, we're doing this again for the same person again. And yes, I think down the line, he is hurting his money. His paper will be affected by this because when him and his agent walk into there, you best believe that Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell, but wait, we have a PowerPoint presentation. Right. On this day, you did this. On this day, you did that.
Right.
You're not going to get rid of him because you don't have to. He's cheap. If anything, you ride him till the wheels fall off. And once they fall off, they fall off, and you go get another receiver.
And understand, when I say I don't want to pick up the fifth-year option, that option lies somewhere between $15 and $20 million. I'm just not going to make that type of commitment until I have to, which will be springtime, and we will have that conversation then. In the here and now, no, I'm better with J-Mo, and we can be frustrated. We can be disappointed. We can have opinions long-term about him that I'm not going to make him a $150 million player, but Rico, I guess for me, I just couldn't believe it. And I happened to be in the car more than usual today. And I'm just like, what planet are these people on? I don't have to like J-Mo to use him. I don't have to like what he does. Mm-hmm. But he makes my team better. And as long as there's not a problem in the locker room, I'm just not going to have any of the nonsense about trading him or you're done with him. No, you're not. Because the minute he's in Houston 2 weeks from now and he catches a 53-yard touchdown pass, are you sure you're done? Mm-hmm. You sure about that?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, he's one of your guys. Because, yeah, you forget all about the past discretions, everything that they did.
Exactly. Right. Teams go to the middle of the field. Good job by me. Your mom's a whore. All right.
Yeah, but you forget about everything because you know
better
what?
Better job done by me.
You know what, during that playoff run that the Tigers had, nobody talked about the Astros cheating scandal and who was the coach of that team, who was the manager.
Right.
You didn't. Why? He's your guy now. J-Mo scores, you're going to celebrate. I think this is just long term. That if I'm the Lions, I'm riding you till the wheels fall off. And once they fall off, once you're done, we're going to be done. This relationship has term limits.
And that's okay. So that's the question, I guess, for the people, Rico. Is it fair? Hey, how about this? If we've missed the mark on our approach with this, you know the phone number. 248-539-9797. I think, Rico, you just said it best. Everything with J-Mo with this incident is long-term because my reaction to this would be totally different if he were suspended now. Meaning, the PED thing is a separate issue, and I've worked my way around it. Am I happy about it? No. I just said I'm not paying him long-term. Now you find out about this happening, and you go, okay, fine. The fifth-year option's a conversation we will have internally in the spring. But I don't believe the NFL is going to suspend him this year. I don't believe we will even know if charges exist in any like near term. So therefore, why am I supposed to overreact? I'm not. Yeah. My reaction is I can't trust the guy, but I got to work with him because he makes me better. And I want to give him an opportunity to be better. He's 23. I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. But it's a lot, all of it, whether it was the fireworks, whether it's the speeding, whether it's the being where you shouldn't be, whether it's the gambling, whether it's being in Vegas the day after the gambling suspension. Look, all of it just adds up. It's all maturity, and they have a strong locker room. I'm willing to bet on Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell and Amon-Ra and Jared Goff. I'm betting on the leadership group, and I wish we had TJ Lang here with us today because TJ, and a lot of the conversations I've had with TJ over the years, Rico, it comes down to the veterans in that locker room, the leadership council. There's usually 5-6 guys. Those are the guys that run that room. And those are the guys that'd be able to sit down a player like this and go, here's the deal.
It's bigger than you. It's more than you. So get right.
See, I wonder if the leadership has already talked to him or he's just not listening because this isn't the first time. I mean, leadership is, all right, after the whole gambling thing and you went off to Vegas, hey, come here.
Right, what are you doing?
That's a bad look, okay? Let's not do this again. Leadership is at whatever Halloween party. Whoa. You know what? Go change.
It don't dress as a prisoner. Go. You're already suspended, yeah. And you know you look. First,
yeah,
of all,
nobody's trying to free you because you put yourself in this situation.
And here's the other thing: the officers, by all account, were trying to do the right thing. They had a supervisor who, by the way, it's called chain of command. They had a supervisor, sergeant, lieutenant, whatever it was, who's an Uber Lions fan who decided to swoop in and try to fix this thing. Those officers were trying to do the right thing. And you don't have to like that. But the reality is you can't be giving breaks and then the next guy down the line doesn't get that break. Yes, celebrities get some preferential treatment. But J-Mo, and I heard Wojo talk about it last night, and I want to give Bob credit. I bust his ass. I make fun of Bob. But when Bob makes a good point, which is rare, it's like one of your eclipses, I do want to savor it. He said it. J-Mo's trying to play it both ways a little bit now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in the same thing, he goes, well, I play for the Detroit Lions, and I love being part of this community. I love being out with my people. I want to live my life. Cutscene. Man, I live in Detroit. Of course I have a gun. Now, hold on a minute. Now.
Right.
Come on now, son.
I'm out there passing along stuff and doing stuff. I'll give the officers, like, because I saw some of the body cams. Officers did everything that they could. I mean, just not, sir, I need you to do this. I'm going to handcuff you. I got to put you in the back of your car. Oh, man. Sir, I understand. You're going to have to talk to somebody about that. I can't talk to you about this, but I'm going to put you in the back here. We're going to get you some help. We're going to do this. Right. So, yeah, this was him putting himself in a bad situation. What were you? I mean,
I'll say it again.
Because it always boils down. Like, what were you doing? Like, why did you two feel the need to
look? He's made the better part of $15 million as a professional. Okay, so the way I see things, this is cut and dry. If you feel the need, and I'm not even going to ask J-Mo to change his life. If you feel the need that in your daily life you need to carry, that's fine. I have no issue. Hire a driver who's licensed. Who carries? Hire two of them. If you need to be places, if you need to be out and about, and you need multiple firearms on your person, pay somebody to do it. You'll never have a legal issue. You'll never have to take responsibility for pulling the trigger. You'll never get caught speeding. You'll never get a Dewey. You'll never be in any trouble. And I don't care if you're an actor, a musician, an athlete, whatever it is, hire a driver. Not a big deal. So that would be my advice. But I'm not going to yell and scream about it today. It's just another thing. And I'm ready to have him play in Houston. And I'm chasing a Super Bowl. Now, if anything happens after this, that's going to be a different conversation. But in the here and now, Rico, I don't see a suspension. So, like, my question to you and the audience at large is, what am I supposed to be upset by today? Like, what am I supposed to yell and scream about? He's not being suspended for this to our knowledge. So if I have him available, and I've made peace with the fact he's not going to play here for 10 years, that right now I probably don't pick up his fifth-year option. What am I supposed to yell about?
Right. Now, the suspension, I don't know, because I guess the NFL would have to investigate in the Lions. There's precedent of something like this happened. It was Marshawn Lynch back in 2009, a couple years after he got caught with a handgun in the car. They also rolled down the window, smelled marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up getting a 3-game suspension over having the handgun in the car. So I can't say that nothing will happen.
Right, I'm saying today.
But today,
as
right.
I sit here.
Right.
Look, when Ian Rappaport says the NFL has a tenor today that's probably different than the past, they're going to wait for the law to do their thing. It sounds like to me that won't be anytime soon.
Right.
Now, obviously, if he got suspended the week of a playoff game, I'm going to have a different
right.
mindset.
And yeah, and for Lynch, he ended up being suspended, I think, it happened in the offseason, so it ended up being the first 3 games. So there was time right. allowed to let this thing play out.
248-539-9797. I mean, I can ask you an easy question of where you're at with the J-Mo thing. And if you think Rico and I are wrong for not overreacting, for not yelling and screaming, and for denouncing any nonsense talk about trading or getting rid of this kid, you can call us out. I don't care. But I mean it from the bottom of my soul. What am I supposed to yell and scream about today? Because the reality is I don't really care about Jameson Williams. I don't really care about any of these athletes. I care if you can play. And as long as he's on that field in Houston, I don't need to care. I'm not his financial manager. I'm not dependent on J-Mo. And if J-Mo costs himself $150 million, that's a YP, not an MP. So you tell me. Talk to the people next. Does that work for you?
That works for
me. Can you fit that in your calendar?
I'm going to try.
Okay.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's Dan Campbell. He was addressing the Jameson Williams thing. And look, we started the show with just a PSA on it. This is not going to be the show where I'm going to take 50 calls of people wanting to trade him or cut him. It's just, A, it's dumb, and B, it's that's a complete overreaction. You want to have those conversations, you do it in the offseason. Second of all, I think the furthest I'd go is, yeah, I have to make a real decision this spring about his fifth year option because he's going to go from making about $5 million a year to better part of 17. It is a conversation, but that has nothing to do with now. I'm trying to win a Super Bowl. Is he on the field in Houston? Yep. Okay. Then I'm not going to yell and scream about this. He's already shown who he is. He's got the rest of this season and some of the offseason to show he's grown. And maybe we pick up the fifth-year option. That's it. But, man, oh, man, the mornings and middays, and I give the host credit. Doug, John, Cookies, Gator, they were infinitely patient with the audience. I just think some of you guys live in a different universe. So I'm not going to yell and scream about it. And what I don't want to do is like Zapruder film, all right? What he did was wrong. The cop, supervisor tried to do him a solid. It's not how life works. So now, yeah, it's a little bit messy, but it's also not World War III. Go get your CPL, all right? Simplify it. It's not hard. David, Ticket Text, let's hear it. You got fashion glasses and a bad attitude. Let's talk.
I feel great today.
Do you? I don't feel like you do.
I feel wonderful.
All right.
Someone says, is he valuable? What's the best ability? Availability. And he's never available, Josh and Warren. Mike from Whitmore Lake, never been a fan of trading J-Mo, but the team really needs to get the guy a life coach. The Patriots during their run or Chiefs would have cut this clown already. He's a distraction on a Super Bowl team. The offense is fine without him.
Wow. Wow. Can I ask what kind of distraction he is? He's been suspended now for a game. They just won by 70. They're the best team in football with him. They're going to go play the Packers this weekend, and clearly I'm not thrilled he's not there, but how much of a distraction is he? As if this team can't go and do their business. I don't know that I buy that.
Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes trust J-Mo and believe they can help get him back on track. That should be enough. These callers calling in saying they need to trade him, need to pump the brakes.
Yeah, they're just not rooted in reality. And again, I stand with Rico on this. If he does another thing this year, we'll have a completely different conversation. You know, the PED thing is just ignorance. I think doing what he did on October 8th, I don't think he's this malicious sociopath. I think he just does some dumb stuff. And again, I'm not going to sit there and crush him because, oh, I play for the Lions. I play for the Lions. What the hell you think he's going to say? You're playing the only card you got. As I heard one caller, I believe it was a caller named John on the Midday Show. He's like, yeah, the difference is you roll around, you're not going to tell the cops. Yeah, man, I work for GM, bro. I don't have no juice. You know, that's no disrespect.
The infamous don't you know who I am card.
I work for Bob's Plumbing.
MF?
Wait. Well, that's not how that works.
Bob's Plumbing? Oh, wow, they just came by the house the other day. You guys did a great job.
Man, my supervisor's got that on his phone lock screen. Like, no, you're a Lion. He was trying to get out of the ticket. I mean, what am I going to do? I'm not going to scream and yell about it. Let's go to Cal, 97.1. Cal, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? Love the show.
Thank you, sir. What do you got?
Hey, the only thing I haven't heard anybody mention yet all day, and you did touch on it for 1 second, but that neighborhood down there is absolutely horrible. I'm a truck driver, and I go down to that Chrysler plant every day, and I grew up over on the east side. There's nothing good down there, nothing but dope houses and hookers and you know, he should be hanging out in Troy or Birmingham, or if you want to carry a gun, I don't care anything about that, but what's he doing down in that neighborhood? That's really, really rough neighborhood, and that concerns me more than anything on his decision-making.
Yeah, look, it should concern you. And Cal, it's been consistent from the very beginning. This is who he is. This is where he wants to be and how he wants to proceed. And look, you can be in a bad neighborhood. Doesn't mean you're doing bad things. My advice to him, if I were his agent or if I were a advisor, would be, listen, you need to put yourself in better positions for success. Let's talk about time and place. Do you need to be at this place at this time? Or can we operate more optimally? But well, I don't know.
He was down there for some reason.
Well, he was with his brother. I have no idea. But, Cal, you're not wrong for thinking it. I've said it from the beginning. No, I don't think it's cute to be down there handing out waters, to be somewhere at 4 in the morning, to be anywhere at 4 in the morning, much less a neighborhood you can get yourself some trouble. Look, bottom line, he needs to make better life choices. And he's either going to start doing it, and he's going to make a hell of a lot of money, or he's not, and he'll be in another town as a reclamation project. But it ain't got nothing to do with right now. Right now, I got to win a game in Lambeau Sunday without him, and then he's back. And as long as he stays on the clean and narrow, there's no reason for me to freak out.
But I think you're saying that it's not what he is doing, it's when he's doing it and where he's doing it and the time that he's doing it. Like, dude, you could do all of this stuff. You could be a hero in the neighborhood. I'm all for that. That's great. That's admirable. But come on, time and place, man. Be the example for these kids. Show them the right way of doing things, not this. So because it'll speak volumes. So look, he's making poor decisions. But what bothered me was, it wasn't that. It was then knowing that this was over your head and you're going to go in a jumpsuit and act like, you know, in a prison costume to a Halloween party, kind of mocking it. That tells me you're sorry you got caught. You're not sorry. You're sorry you got caught. You're sorry you put the team in this situation. You're sorry that you had to tell Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes what you did.
Do you at least understand my perspective that all of the things you just said are both correct, but also long term? The short term, I don't change my position on the player.
Yeah.
I got to go win a Super Bowl. And every Super Bowl team's had a couple of ding-a-lings on the roster. All right, the job is we got to keep this guy in bubble wrap, keep him from getting arrested, keep him from doing stupid bleep, make sure we read labels. We can't be putting other things on our bodies now where you're not available. But other than that, all the conversations about fifth-year options and long-term signing and all that, That's not for Wednesday, October 30th at 2:30 in the afternoon.
No.
So I'm done. I have a laser focus. I have a laser focus on the Super Bowl. You guys can think I'm a bad person. Bottom line, short of killing somebody, I'm playing all my best players. I want a parade.
Right, brother. fans embraced the bad boy. I mean, Rasheed Wallace was the ultimate malcontent. He came in here, but he was our malcontent. He was our Sheed. He said and did things. I think that's where J-Mo is headed, where he's becoming our person, where, yeah, he's a little rough around the edges, but we overlook that type
of stuff.
And guess
what? 2 + 2 = 5. You got it. I'm not trying to tell people not to feel that way. I don't have to feel that way.
As I stated before, I'm going to let the wheels fall off. I'm going to ride him till they roll off. And when it comes time for renegotiation, we'll deal with it then. But right now, you're cheap.
Let's go win the Super
Bowl. Go do your job.
That's it. That's where I'm at. And I don't think I have to be the moral police.
You want to show me you're sorry? Go make catches.
That's how I feel that we're back talking J-Mo. But whatever. Let's get to the people. We've said it all. I think we have a very measured approach on this show. And that's the deal. So let's go to Tom, see what he's got to say, more importantly. Thomas, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing? Love the show. Love the Lions. And a season ticket holder of 10 tickets since 1996. So, wow. Huge Lions fan.
Wow.
The J-Mo thing, that guy really ain't that big of a deal. No one's talked about it. I'm probably going to get a lot of backlash for this. But when he got pulled over, all the brother had to say is, there's two weapons in the cars. Here's my CPL. There's one under each seat. We wouldn't be talking about it. Police officers would have been fine. He just said, I have one under mine, and then J-Mo has his. All he had to say is he had two. They let him go. That's it. He's allowed to carry two guns. He's allowed to carry three guns. I have guns in my car that my sons have in their name. Not a big deal. I'm a CPL holder. They're my guns. That would have been it. The police officers, actually, when you listen to it, they tried to even ask, hey, are they yours? And he said, no, one of them is his. That's all he had to say. We wouldn't be talking about it today.
Right, but hold on. Both things can be true, and I'm not arguing your point. You're right. He could have claimed both. He didn't, and J-Mo copped to owning one. Tom, you know, as a responsible gun owner, you have your CPL. That's all J-Mo needed to do. Do we at least agree on that? And that, look, I'm not overreacting to it, but he's always one step from doing the right thing.
Right.
That's the problem.
And Tom, I would say this, everything that you said was correct, but it's not his brother's fault that J-Mo had the gun, his gun, under his seat. That's not his brother's fault. Like, his brother could have covered for him, but we keep trying to absolve J-Mo from the stupid things that he's doing.
Yeah, I'm not absolving him. I get it. But he knew that gun was under there. All he had to say is, I got two weapons, and they get let go with a speeding ticket, and it's over. That's it. Not that big of a deal. People's making a huge deal.
Well, so I hope you don't feel like we are.
Oh, no. I'm just giving my perspective, because no one's gave this perspective yet. I have a CPL. I got three guns in my car. Here they are.
Yeah, no,
there's
no doubt. But there's, and Tom, you just nailed it, though. The key part, you have a CPL. You're not pawning the responsibility on someone else. You're an adult.
Right.
And here's the worst part, right? When you buy a gun, it's registered right there. The CPL thing you can even do on Zoom right now. It is not hard to do. It's so simple. Just do it. And again, guys, here's the other thing. And please, I don't want you to think, oh my God, he's acting like Elmer Fudd over here. You're an NFL player. I don't care if you're Jameson Williams, Celine Dion, or anything in between. Hire a driver. A driver who carries. A driver who's licensed. And you know what? Hire two if you want. And go to any neighborhood you want, any time of day, multiple guns, and it's someone else's responsibility.
Well, it kind of sounds like he did that, except for he brought his own. It was BYOG. Like, his brother had one. His brother was driving. His brother was doing all of this.
How about we try a non-family member?
I'm just saying, like, okay, you're the driver. You got the CPL. You carry the gun. I'm just going to sit here and be a passenger princess. Yep.
Yes. And for me, like, none of this is short term. If the league suspends him, I'll have a different reaction. But as I sit here today with the information that has been presented, it doesn't sound like that's in the offing anytime soon. That means I'll worry about it in the offseason. And I'm not trying to take a laissez-faire approach, but I can't believe the people who want to just throw this kid in the garbage in week 9 of the NFL. It's like, dude, you guys got to come back to planet Earth with me. We're trying to win the Super Bowl. Let's go to Kevin, 97.1. Kev, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike Rico, hope you guys are doing all right.
Yes, same to you, Paul.
Honestly, I don't care about this at all. I just want to win a Super Bowl. My biggest thing is, you know, before I say the next thing, I'm not a State fan. I'm not a Michigan fan. I'm a football fan. And anybody that calls in or has a complaint who is a Michigan football fan, where were these outcries when it happened to Mazi Smith? You guys looked the other way because you guys wanted to win your championship.
Well, and it was interesting as Mazi actually got booked. The issue was Michigan knowing while the MSU thing was going on, Michigan scooped him up, got him valet service to the airport, and he played at Indiana.
Yeah.
Like, at least Mazi got booked. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And my biggest thing is like, there is a little bit of growth because J-Mo, the football player, could have been like, you know what, this is out of the way. I don't even need to worry about it. But he went in the next day, and he owned it and owned up to the team. He got passed on the NFL. I don't care. I just want to win the Super Bowl.
Yep. And, Kevin, I respect it because you're being honest. I don't have any problem when you say it. Hell, I've said a similar version of it. I'll deal with the J-Mo feelings, right? We'll get in our feelings in the offseason. Now, if he does something else and has to be away from this team at any point moving forward the rest of this year, I will effing erupt. That's different. I can't bring myself to that with this because, frankly, we don't know that it's suspension worthy. Mm-hmm. We don't even know if there'll be a charge. I am more upset about the totality. But that totality doesn't impact him at Houston. It impacts him in 2026, 7, and 8. Mm-hmm. So, hey, if you think I'm passing the buck, go ahead. Let's go to Mike, 97.1. Mike, how you doing, brother?
Hey, guys. Good. How are you guys?
Excellent, pal. What do you have to say here?
Good. So the previous caller did steal part of my thunder about the Mazi Smith thing, but we also dealt with this with Miguel Cabrera, who literally asked an officer if he knew who he was. And the Tigers responded by hiring him a babysitter on the road when he got pulled over for a DUI. The Lions finally have a culture that is able to handle this. You've got not only are your leaders your best players lead by example. And you got a coach and a GM who's in lockstep. We finally have a culture to handle a player like this and help J-Mo get back to center when he steps out of line.
Yeah, and guess what, Mike? I'm not above the suggestion you made. You got to hire him a babysitter. And here's what people don't know, Mike. NFL heads of security, these are former police chiefs. These are former detectives, former FBI. They know where their players are at. They can basically track you. So if J-Mo wants to make it like that, it can be like that. And honestly, I mean, every team's got a guy you can call. Like, not Ray Donovan, right? We're not burying bodies here. But, like, if it's 3:30 in the morning and you need a ride with no questions asked, oh, best believe it'll be provided. So, yeah, Mike, guess what? J-Mo, this is your new friend, Frank. Mm-hmm. Frank's going to be your shadow.
I don't need Frank. And, yes, you do.
And Frank can take you to the east side because there's plenty of Italians still over there. We can just do whatever J-Mo wants to do, but Frank's got to be with you at all times. Yeah. And we don't have these issues. We can win a Super Bowl with J-Mo, no questions asked, and keep him in line because of the culture we have established in the last 3 years.
Yes. And Mike, listen, from a responsibility angle, and you know this, you sound like a pretty reasonable guy. At a certain point, J-Mo's got to look in the mirror or the people around him and go, look, man, is this all really worth it? Because you going to these places and doing this stuff and being all out here, all it's causing you is strife.
Yes. I think he is maturing. The problem is he seems like the type of guy that has to make a mistake. He can't make one mistake and then never make it again. He's going to make mistakes again and again and again, and he may not repeat them, which is good, but unfortunately these mistakes are stupid by societal standards.
Yes, and Mike, that's the thing. All of those mistakes, while not short term, right? Now, I know he's suspended right now. The PED thing, I still don't have all the details on. I'm not going to freak out. It was the lowest level. It's all long term. If he does not want to be handed $100 million by the Detroit Football Lions because he enjoys going to East Side Coney Islands and bad neighborhoods, God bless.
Yeah.
Free country. America. You can do as you please. But that has nothing to do with you winning me a Super Bowl right now.
No, it doesn't. This is every time I hear his name in the news for something outside of scoring a touchdown, all I hear is DJ Khaled in my head saying,
another one.
And another one.
Tiny circles.
Right. Tiny circles, J-Mo. Like, okay, what is it this time?
248-539-9797. Get more of the people involved. Where are you at on the JMO stuff? I think we've been very measured. I don't understand if people are upset with what we've said, but then again, you can't get five people to agree that pizza's good and boobs are fun. All right, before we touch the table with football, moment of the day, off air, Rico Beard discovering regarding Ole Mata getting traded, quote, "Wow, that's a lot of dots," close quote. David, what do you got?
So it is that time of the year. It is the midway point of the NFL season. So I want to go through some things. And I have a little treat at the end of this from something we did earlier in the year on the receipts.
Okay.
So let's start here with biggest surprise of the NFL season for you. That could be a player, a team, a coach. Surprise.
For me, it's easy. Washington Commanders at large. The entire thing. And whether it's Jaden Daniels being an MVP candidate, whether it's the team playing winning football and looking like a true threat to the Eagles, for me, it's Washington.
Ooh, biggest surprise, David. I'm going to say it's Russell Wilson. Thought that he was done, and he's not. He's making fools out of all of us that Pittsburgh and Tomlin knew exactly what they were doing, because I just thought he was kind of a backup plan B throw in case Fields didn't work out. No, he was the plan the entire time.
That's a good choice because he's leading the Steelers to a Super Bowl, so that's a really good choice. Really big surprise there.
Crack kills.
Let's go to the biggest disappointment.
Biggest disappointment. I mean, I was never on board with them, but everybody told me how the Jets were going to be so great. And Aaron Rodgers, and this was going to watch out for them, and they can't get out their own way.
All right, you took the Jets, I'll take the Bengals. Right? Both qualify. They're both the same. I mean, Cincinnati Bengals. Nah, they're not going to start slow again. Yes, they are. New hairstyle or not, it's the same September Joe Burrow, and now they're in a hole again. But Rico's not wrong. The Jets could be one. I actually am more surprised that the Bengals are bad than the Jets. Anytime you invest in a 40-year-old nutcase who drinks ayahuasca and does olive oil enemas, I got news for you. Things are probably one step from going very badly.
So this next one here, I'm not going to necessarily ask you who should win it, but I want your opinion based on what I've seen. I've gone over many publications, many articles regarding this award, and they're naming their halfway point defensive player of the year. And yes, he is hurt. He is gone for the rest of the season. So many are naming Aiden Hutchinson the defensive player of the year through the halfway point.
I mean, if it's for,
would you agree with that?
If it's a halfway award?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I'm fine with it. Doesn't matter. Okay. It's a fake award. Right. I mean, this is
right.
ridiculous.
Right. I was right. like, wait. So
I think Rico's the best radio host in the world for the 2:45 to 3 p.m. Or like, well, thank
and
you.
And the meat.
And what are we doing?
I'd like to thank God for this honor. And
I'd like to thank my Lord and Savior.
The reason why many of them are writing and they're saying they're doing this is because, which is stupid to me, they're saying, well, he can't win the end of the year defensive player of the year because he's hurt, so we might as well give it to him now.
See, I thought that's what you were trying to say is, oh, we're just going to give it to him because he's not there. Like, no, that's not how it works. But sure, for this mythical award, yeah, I mean, he was on pace to be the best defensive player in football, but he won't. But okay, sure, he can have it.
Let's go to the coach of the year so far in the NFL.
Wow. You know, I'll tell you what, just to be creative, I don't want to be redundant with saying Washington and Dan Quinn. Rico brought something up, and I think it could actually, you could sell. What about Mike Tomlin? He made a decision that nobody understood. And in reality, nobody had a better understanding of said situation than he did as the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, sitting Justin Fields and getting Mr. Dangerous into the lineup, and they look like a completely different team.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to go with somebody that doesn't get a lot of run. He probably won't get it because you're like, oh, well, of course. I'm going to go with Andy Reid. I'm going to go with Andy Reid because if you really look at it, he had a lot of his toys taken away from him, and they still managed to win. Now, yeah, the referees may have aided those wins, but, man, when you go up against Kansas City – they still find ways to win no matter who's out there at receiver, no matter who's at running back. He motivates the team. They get it done. He'll never win it because he's Andy Reid and he coaches the Chiefs and he's supposed to be great. But a lot of times we overlook coaches like that. So I'm going to give it to Andy Reid.
So everybody does the next coach fired. I don't want to do the next coach fired because we don't know. But what I want to ask you is, will there be another coach fired? And if so, in season.
Okay, I was about to say, yes, David.
Before January 1st.
Like the leaves fall off a tree, another coach will get fired.
But now, does it have to be by Thanksgiving?
No, it could be. It could be. It could be whatever you want.
All right. If there's a God in the sky, could it be Brian Daboll, please? No, I can't take anymore. My head hurts. I'll leave this to Rico, who's getting fired.
I mean, I'm looking at the situation in Dallas.
All right. McCarthy or Doug Peterson, more likely to be fired? Or do you want to say push?
I was about to say that could be a push. I think Dallas is probably two more losses away from Jerry having to do something big. So I'm just going to walk in there and land my helicopter in the middle of practice and fire the coach. Just gone. Get him out of here.
Thanksgiving.
So here's the treat. I'm going to give you all a chance to change your mind. Because earlier in the year, before the season started, we did a receipt segment where we did the Offensive Rookie of the Year and the MVP, and we gave some choices. So now halfway through, I want to see if you want to change it.
Yes.
Start with Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Yes.
Mike, you said Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah, I changed.
Would you like to change that?
100%. It's Jaden Daniels. It's just not even close.
Yeah, I said Bo Nix.
Here's the crazy thing.
You're not that bad.
We all laughed at you, but it's not far off.
Come on, man. You put the quarter in the machine. Ride Sandy the Pony. let it finish before you go shop for produce. Come on now.
Right. I feel like I'm casting a vote for the Green Party. I know he's not going to win.
Up next, Rico's take on libertarians.
So let me ask Kenny if he wants to change his mind. Because on Offensive Rookie of the Year, Kenny, you said Malik Nabers. Would you change your mind?
Still time. We're halfway through, right? So I understand this is the receipt collection segment, right? But
I think Malik Nabers is changing his mind about staying in New York.
I think so, too.
And then finally, MVP. Mike, you said Patrick Mahomes. Rico, you said CJ Stroud. Kenny, you said Lamar Jackson. I said Joe Burrow. Anybody want to change?
Yeah, I'll change my vote. Yeah. Lamar. Goff. Daniels. Anybody. Mahomes sucks. I don't know how they're 7-0. It's some kind of black magic. It's ridiculous. It's voodoo. Voodoo. Tiger voodoo.
I don't see CJ Stroud winning this. I'm either going to say, I want to change it to either Lamar Jackson or Jared Goff.
Now I got that drop in my head. Damn it.
Yeah, I'm going to change mine to Lamar Jackson.
Thanksgiving.
So Kenny was the one, I guess, that was right so far because he said Lamar Jackson to start the year. So,
Derrick Henry. See, I'm wondering if Derrick Henry and Lamar cancel each other out and Goff wins.
I don't know. We'll see. That is.
You're not going to take Goff?
No. Sticking with Lamar.
Wow. I thought you were a Lions fan.
I am a Lions fan, Rico. Wow, but you know
came,
how this
you
works.
You came back from this sickness.
This is a popularity contest.
You changed, man. That guy has lost so much body fluid the last 2 days. He's lived on a toilet. He's dehydrated. He's not thinking straight. It's like he's been marooned at sea like Tom Hanks. He's drinking salt water.
I do not want to talk about it. Thanksgiving.
You've changed, man. Wow.
No. That is In Football Today.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.